Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. We're going to be talking about the past week of the show. Before we do, make sure you check us out on our blog at divaofdole.com, and we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, on Facebook at Diva of Dole, and Diva of Days of Our Lives on Twitter, and we're also on iTunes, and you can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. We have all our shows every week, and also all our interviews. And joining me tonight is Anna.
Hello.
And you're Causey Hooch, and I'm Marianne at Mama_Hooch, and Carrie is the Diva at Diva of Days of Our Lives. And you can check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and at Lauren Coslow, and at Teo Penglis. They're always out there tweeting different things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's always interesting to see what they have to say.
So,
and there's some news today. Billy Flynn got married to Gina.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Today. Today's their wedding day. Actually, he tweeted, there's some pictures on Facebook. On his fan page. They have pictures. They really make a beautiful couple.
She had a guest role one time, didn't she? Didn't she play when Philip was imagining that it was Belle and it was really her? Isn't that his wife?
That was his wife. Yeah. So now it's his
and
wife.
Also,
yeah.
Last year I remember him telling us that his fiance at the time, obviously, makes a wonderful bolognese sauce. So I thought, cool. So I remember that.
Yeah.
That was really cute. He was talking about her. So anyway.
Yeah. So happy wedding to them. And another day's news is Greg Vaughn is returning. So
everybody's
Eric, I guess.
They just need to write better for him. This time around.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be like
he needs to have his shirt off
for Nicole
off
and Deimos.
He has to have his shirt
off more
often and have his and never go back to the priesthood. And he needs to have
a better
story and not be stuck with a elephant or anyone named Serena or any of that. So.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes back.
The writing has gotten better, so there's hope for us anyway.
Yeah, I guess so far this is Dina Higley and was it Ryan Kwan? Is their writing coming in? And she started it out with the whole bringing back those three villains, Orpheus, Xander, and Clyde, escaping, and they're kind of terrorizing the town right now. Which has been good, and it's been kind of it's nice to see the whole an ensemble cast, which is you have everybody's involved, and it's you might not see everybody at one time, but you're seeing a lot of them together, whether they're all with the Kiriakis Mansion, how that family's coping, the Demiris, the Hortons, and then you see some stuff at the Brady Pub because Hope won't go over so often to check on poor Carolyn's there by herself, but I guess she has security there too, I guess. But we never see her anymore. But so I hope everything's okay with Peggy McKay. But we just haven't seen her for a long time. But so that's kind of where we are. I guess we can talk a little bit about Salem is under siege, I guess you could say, with
the
power outage.
I missed the power outage the previous week. So the Orpheus and those guys caused the power to go down somehow?
Yeah, I'm not even real clear on exactly how they did it.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of generator or wherever it was at the main power plant.
Okay.
They completely sabotaged it. So, you know, and now different places are just running on their generators and they're trying to bring different like power sources up and little by little.
And everyone's
in the meantime,
panicking. And everyone, mm-hmm. like people like
yeah.
Claire, are panicking because their iPhones and
yeah,
stuff
she can
are
get
about
online.
And iPads. Yeah.
With her YouTube channel, she's acting yeah. actually like a spoiled little brat that I, you know, just like it. I love,
yeah.
and boy, Marlene is not taking crap from her either. She's like telling it like it is, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then, but she's still not listening. I mean, she still goes, you know, yeah. still goes out on her own, and she ends up getting kidnapped by Orpheus. Joey already was, you know, we had seen where Steve got shot, but he had a bulletproof jacket on, and but they took Joey, and then they finally
uh-huh.
took, and they took Claire too, and I don't know if you saw that John had given Claire a necklace because he kept warning her, you know, if anything happened.
Oh, had the GPS on it.
GPS and just press the necklace. So she had the Jeep.
Excellent.
So she had that, but then of course it fell off of her. Well, they have her
of
tied
course.
Up. It's laying on the floor. Yeah. But Joey
course.
Does eventually. Yeah. Joey eventually gets a hold of it. And, but before all that, I don't know how much you saw they're going to have a press conference. Abe was going to talk at the press conference to talk to the citizens of Salem. You know, because
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of looting going on now.
Yeah.
People panicking, and they're trying to find them. Of course, they're getting criticized because, you know the Salem PD,
mm-hmm.
they're not the
yeah.
brightest
oh, yeah.
things. but anyway, so Clyde is out, you know, as a sniper. He's up in one of the Salem windows in the Salem Inn, and he really is going after Aiden because Aiden is the one that sent him – set him up down to Florida, got him up on the charges,
oh,
and really put him away.
I forgot
so
about
he
that.
Has the yeah. So he was going, and Aiden was standing there and kind of behind Abe, and he had the laser on him, ready to shoot him. And as soon as he did, Abe got done with his speech and kind of stepped right in front of Aiden, and Abe got shot. So Abe right now is kind of fighting for his life because. Whatever he used, it exploded inside him. So all this shrapnel stuff is like all through him. Yeah. So he's and then, Theo was there and saw it, and he's, you know, freaking out, and Sierra was there with him. And there's been some nice scenes with him and Sierra talking again. And she said she'd always be there for him and everything. And, so it's kind of, you know, that's kind of what's going on there now. And, I think Brady,
well,
I don't know if you saw it, where Brady tried to.
Do you mind if I say something about Theo?
Uh-huh.
It was really touching earlier in the week. Theo, you know, he had been babysitting for Ariana and Thomas. And he panicked and everything with the power outage.
Uh-huh.
And all. Well, anyway, he ended up going back to where he used to have therapy for his autism. And he had this really touching scene with a boy that was there. And it was just really neat. And I think that's definitely Dina Higley's touch because I do believe she has an autistic son or daughter. I can't remember.
I think
a child with autism
I think she
or
does.
Something.
She does.
She was the
uh-huh.
one that started the whole storyline that Theo had in the first place. And so that was really touching.
That's
he
where he felt close to his mom,
he said. Yeah, he went there, and then his dad found him there and knew that's where he'd gone because that's where he goes.
Right.
But he was trying to help this kid, and it's like he kind of had a little breakthrough with him, but then at the same time, the kid's still autistic, and he just, like, walks off after they have this. Like moment, you know, but it was really touching. And then when Abe came in there and his and Theo's dialogue was really sweet and they hugged at the end and stuff. It was just like, oh, so for him to then get shot at the end of the week, you know, it's like, well,
yeah. Yeah. And
well, anyway,
did Theo have to go through that, but yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and you were starting to say something about
the actor that plays, I'm not sure of his name. Do you know his name? The actor that I have to learn that. That plays Theo.
Plays who?
Theo. That plays Theo.
No, I don't know.
I have.
I saw him
I know
in the days last
he's
year.
He's really
I didn't
good.
Interview.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
I have to really to learn his name.
I'm not real good with the
newer these younger
newer
ones'
folks.
Names. The newer ones' names. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, so. Yeah, so that was good. Okay. What? See if there's anything else about the.
So you started to say something about Brady. I mean, I can share some stuff from earlier in the week, but you were saying something about Brady.
Yeah, they were trying to find out. Well, he thought he got some information where the three of them were holed up. So he got his men to like raid this place. Well, here he must have got bad information. So he kind of went rogue. Him and Sonny kind of took matters in their own hands. But it ended up kind of backfiring on him because they got this bad information. So that didn't happen. But then, yeah. So, but it seems like, in a way, the way Sonny's been talking, the way he's been talking to Chad, there's been some scenes with him and Chad kind of reminiscing about stuff. And then scenes with Sonny and Paul. That it seems like Sonny's just not going to – the little bit of bad Kyriakos side is coming out on Sonny.
Uh-huh.
The way – yeah, you can see it.
Uh-huh.
The kind of little bit foreshadowing there.
Uh-huh.
So it would be interesting to see down the line what's going to happen between the Demiras and the Kyriakoses. I think they're going to collide between, like, Chad and Sonny again.
Oh, yeah.
So should be interesting to see that. So that was what was going on with them. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then there was the whole Philip Chloe. At the beginning of the week, they were having the paternity test that Deimos insisted on having. Huh?
Right. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's right. He wanted to have it.
He's the father. And Philip and Chloe are telling everybody that that Philip's the father. So, so they had asked Kate if she could arrange to switch the test since she's so good at that. And since she knows Philip had done some research and he knew that the guy that was doing the test, where they were going to do the test, the guy had, kind of owes Kate a favor kind of thing. So, hey, if you can talk him into doing this or somehow get in there and switch him. And so she didn't do it at first. Then she called back, I guess she got really pissed at Deimos again and thought, yeah, I want to ruin this for him, so no problem. So she calls Philip back and says, okay, I'm in, I'll do it. And so she was on the way to this clinic to do that when Clyde came out of the woodwork and, basically they had a tussle. They were tussling or whatever you want to call it, I'm not sure which word it is. But anyway, and then she pulled out a gun on him. And then she thought somebody was coming to help her, and then it was Orpheus. And so they got the gun away from her, and then Clyde was pointing the gun at her, and he was going to shoot her and everything. Well, as they're coming, or as that's going on, Marlena and Claire come around the corner and walk into it. And so they end up being held hostage as well. And they got Orpheus, I think it was Orpheus, got Marlena and Claire, and see, Claire's still clueless though. She's like, "Oh, I get it now." Later on, she's like, "I get it now," and then she's still back to her usual, silliness. But
yeah, and then she
anyway,
still got caught in. Yeah.
Yeah. Still clueless. But anyway, so let's see. I'm trying to think what else happened there. I guess so.
Well, John
Clyde
came
had
finally.
Kate. Yeah, Clyde had Kate pinned on the, up against the wall with her gun pointed at her. And Orpheus had control of Claire and Marlena, and he knew who Claire was. He figured out that was the granddaughter. And so about that time, John comes busting through and saves the day and, the hero. And, so Kate's saved. They shoot, or somehow Orpheus gets shot, but not killed.
Fuck.
And they take off, and then then Kate took off. I thought it was kind of interesting that they had John save both Marlena and Kate. I love that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the
triangle there.
Yes. Yes. And so their names escaping me. What was their couple name? Jate. Jarlena and Jate.
Yeah.
That got
Jarlena
really
and Jate
back in the day. Yeah. And then John
was paying attention to Marlena, and Kate took off because she was trying to get to the clinic. And she thanked him and everything, but then she left. Excuse me. And she did not make it to the clinic in time, unbeknownst to anybody. So she was not able to actually switch the test. In the meantime, before this, before they go, I'll go over to this clinic. Chloe and Nicole are talking, and Chloe stupidly spills the beans and tells Nicole that, well, we're going to have the paternity test switch. I mean, it kind of came out, you know, as Nicole was talking with her. She's like, you're lying to me, blah, blah, blah. And so basically now Nicole knows Chloe's quote-unquote secret at this point, okay? So then that, you know, thinking that it is Deimos's baby, but they're going to make it Phillip's. And so then when everybody goes to the paternity meeting, test meeting, Deimos shows up and there's, you know, Nicole there to support Chloe, and Phillip is there. And the guy comes in and gives them the results, and Deimos doesn't believe it. And he goes, well, here you can, you know, here's the, you know, you can have your own. He goes, I was anticipating this. So I had, you know, here's another kid. If you want to go, like that would really happen. Right. But anyways, like you can have your own people test it, whatever, but I stand by the results. And so everybody's shocked and everything. Well, so he leaves in disgust. I think Nicole leaves with him. And then, I know Kate. And then I guess they're like, phew. And then Kate walks in after it's all over with. And she's like, oh, I just have to tell you, you know, I was held at gunpoint by Clyde. And so it's like, oh, are you okay? And, you know, da, da. She goes, yeah, but I feel so bad because I wasn't able to get here in time to switch the results. I loved that. And so she's like, wait a minute. You didn't do anything. She's like, well, I'm really sorry, but I was like almost killed. Like as in somebody had a gun to me. He was about to kill me. If John hadn't busted in, you know, I would have been dead. And, you know, of course, mm-hmm. she's like, well, I'm glad you're okay. But so he starts looking at Chloe and he's like, well, wait a minute. And so it unravels at that point, and it's basically mm-hmm. revealed that Chloe, that, you know, neither Deimos nor Phillip, of course, Phillip wasn't expecting to be the father, that Deimos really isn't the father, which means that she's been lying to Phillip, and who the heck is Chloe's baby daddy? So,
yeah,
and, of course,
and Phillip
Kate
thinks
goes,
he was being set up and everything.
Yeah, and yeah. So Kate's all like, oh, you should have, I guess he's like, well, I should have listened to you. And so anyway, they're, you know, she's yelling, she's going on and on. And he's like, okay, just go ahead and leave, you know, kind of thing. Shuts the door and Chloe thinks she's off the hook. And then he starts in on her and he's like, what in the hell were you thinking? Blah, 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 blah. And so he's like, basically,
Chloe
looked
totally shocked though. Yeah,
I know.
Yes.
I know. But
yeah,
then,
I'm trying to
but
figure
then
out
says
what the
she
heck?
Can't say. So, but then she can't say. So the thing of it is, though, then he says, you got to at least tell me who it really is. Da 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 da. Because it can't be, if it's not Deimos, and we know it's not mine, who the hell is it? You know? And she basically, at least at the end of that episode, she's like, I can't tell you. And so that's how they left it. And I don't.
I'm thinking when she said she couldn't, like, because she doesn't because there isn't, she just doesn't, in her mind, how did this happen? Well, because there couldn't be, there wasn't anybody else, is what I'm thinking. It's like she says,
well,
how can, it can't be. I can't
I
tell you
was,
because
there was
isn't
an opportunity
one.
For it to be someone else, but she didn't, she couldn't tell him who.
Oh.
Because the
yeah,
way they
I
left
don't know.
It,
like,
he was pissed and he was. Like, done
yeah.
with her, he went back to Kate and was
happen.
Like, you were right about her,
uh-huh.
you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, I mean,
I don't know
you
where
would
this
think
is going.
Chloe would say, look, no, I don't get it. So, because at first
yeah.
I thought maybe someone else had beat him to the punch and had already switched them, or that maybe Deimos was punking them and that he had switched, you know, had him switched or something or did something on, you know,
yeah,
just to prove
something
the point
else
or something.
On here, I'm
but
thinking.
Then,
yeah.
Like, and you mentioned Carolyn Brady hasn't been around. I'm thinking, I hope she didn't switch him again.
somebody said something about Carolyn. Does anybody want to call Carolyn Brady? That was mentioned.
Yeah.
I think Philip said that because he had said about it being the baby switching capital of the world, and then about, you know, what's Carolyn Brady doing these days or something, I guess.
So I was left thinking it's some other person that Chloe can't say who it is. I think she would have been protesting a lot more, like, seriously, Philip, it has to be Deimos. But she, the way it was written, the way it came across to me was that there was somebody else involved, but she couldn't tell him who. And I kept thinking, I kept wrecking my brain. I was wrecking my brain trying to think, who else would it be? Couldn't be Daniel. I mean, he's been dead too long. And I was thinking, did she have a weekend fling with Lucas or something? I mean, because then Kate would still be stuck with the grandkid.
Or somebody totally different, or I don't know.
You would think for them to make it, because, see, she's about to go on, in real life, she was about to go on maternity leave at that point. So, filming. So, it seems like they're going to have some sort of mystery or something with her, for her to be off canvas, or else for her to just leave or something for a while, for her to be off canvas. Something's going to have to happen.
Right.
But I don't know. That was a mystery to me. I didn't know if it had been spoiled, if anybody knew anything. I don't know. So
no, I haven't heard, other than what happened on the show, I haven't heard anything. So
yeah, because when they were arguing, at first she was arguing with him, it has to be Deimos, and then she was like, look, you know, when he was just basically put the screws on her, no pun intended, she was finally like, okay, you know, all right, but I can't, you know. He's like, you have to at least tell me after I've done all this for you and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you have to at least tell me who it is. And she's like, I can't. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, it's a mystery.
That was a pretty good twist there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big,
kind of a surprise. So. Yeah. So, yeah. And, of course, Nicole doesn't want Dane. Now, she's keeping this secret from Deimos.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want him to grow close to
Chloe or anything. Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah, because it's right.
They had some
and she
good
can't
scenes
have
when
one.
They went, when they got back to the Casa Kyriakos, suddenly they were the only ones there. Did you notice that? The house is full
of people. Yeah, and everybody lives
in that
house. And
they're the only ones there. And everybody is scared to leave the house. It's like a bunker, but they're the only ones in the entire house.
One's there.
So they get home, and he had like this champagne bucket and all this other stuff ready because he was going to be celebrating when he got home. So they walk in, she's like, oh, wow, you were going to celebrate, and I'm so sorry. And they had a really touching moment. You know, he's all upset about it. He doesn't understand. And he's like, you know, she's lying. Something happened. I don't get it. And she's like, well, clearly he was never really into monogamy. You know, he's like, way to talk about your friend, you know. She's like, well, I just, you know. And so she still thinks she's covering for the lie. So as far as.
Right. She doesn't know what happened.
She still thinks it's Deimos's baby. But she did have a really touching thing when she was like, look, I know what it's like to lose a baby. You have this whole thing in your mind of this whole dream of having this child in your life and beautiful baby and growing up with them and everything, you're raising them, and then it goes poof, you know, and it's gone. And then she shared like a little bit about how, you know, she had experienced that with every baby she'd been pregnant with and stuff. And so that part was really like a tearjerker. But then so he finally they end up you know, connecting, so to speak. And she's like, I was there for Chloe, but I was also there for you. And then, so then they realize they're going to do it. So he goes and he shuts the doors, and thank goodness there was a lock on it, locks the door. I kept thinking somebody's going to come in from the patio in the back pretty soon, because there used to be
a door
that comes in from the back. Yeah.
Right.
So, but you know, so they ended up having sex right there on the couch that in the house that everybody's mm-hmm. staying in right now. So all the anybody related to the Kyriakises on this planet is in the house. So
just about, yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. It would be hilarious if somebody would come in later and be like, "Oh, have a seat. No, no, you can sit there. No, 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 that's okay. I don't, you know, if nobody wants." But anyway, so
yeah.
Okay, so that's that piece.
Yeah, yeah, that's that. Okay. See. Oh, there was. Did you see there were some good scenes with Chad and Jen, kind of made amends. Did you see that?
No,
that was
see that part.
He came over and he had brought Jen that he something he had gotten Abby for their wedding. It was a watch and it was like a two-faced watch, and the one top one had it was stopped at the time I think that he proposed to her. I think that's what it was. And then the other and he wanted Jen to have it, and the other one was like the regular. And Jen said, "Yeah, the second one is now, and it says that time is moving, which means we have to move on. You have to move on, and we have to move on from this." And they kind of hugged, and it was kind of a good, nice scenes between Jennifer and Chad. Mm. But yeah, so
cool.
Jen in the chat room said, "Could it be Chad?" I guess she means Chloe.
Chloe?
I guess she means Chloe. Chloe's baby, Chad. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Another person I thought of is maybe she had, like, before Lucas got back with, not that they were ever really, like, good together, but, like, I don't know, like, they're both lonely and there was some weekend where they
could it be
you know,
Sean,
I
maybe? I don't know.
That's true. Hmm.
Sean, I don't know.
Oh, that would be interesting since
yeah,
I know the history. Hmm. I don't know. I mean, does Jen? Because I can't see the chat room. Does Jen think that? Jen, do you think that? Did you get what I got that she's holding out that there's somebody that she says she can't tell Philip who it is that could be a possible that has to be the father. I don't know. I just that's
yeah.
what I finally
yeah,
got.
Yeah, she says there. I wonder who the baby's father is. Could it be Chad? So yeah, I don't know where they were going with this, but
I don't see where
we'll
Chad
out.
And Chloe ever really crossed paths.
Yeah.
But I could see
yeah.
them doing a throwback to history about her and Lucas, or not that I, you know, I think it would be kind of hilarious if it ended up being Kate's biological grandchild. But that would be kind of funny.
Oh.
Given their history.
Oh, yeah.
But like, ooh, dodged a bullet there. It's not Phillips. Well, wait a minute. It was never Phillips. Oh, good. Well, oops, it's Lucas's or something. I don't know. I was just throwing that out.
With Chloe, I guess it could be anybody. So, you know.
Hey, now, don't be a hater.
Chloe.
We had just gotten Chloe out of the gutter, and now she's back in it.
Yeah, she's back in it, yeah. Oh, well, that's
Chloe,
just about
Chloe,
everybody
Chloe.
In Salem when you think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just about everybody.
No shaming here.
They've all slept with somebody, you know.
Oh.
They just all trade partners, you know how that goes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what else happened? Let me see. The whole Hope and Rafe. Oh, did you see that?
And
Hope and Rafe. How stupid are they? Yeah.
Oh, and
Aiden,
he records them
Aiden,
talking about it.
He recorded. He leaves his he leaves the phone in there recording, and he leaves, and they basically can Salem. Oh, so smart, aren't they?
Salem PD.
You would think. Come on, this is Aiden. He's trying to get us, and then you've got to watch what you say. You would think you would check, or you know.
Oh, so yeah, he
so,
basically gets them on tape, admitting that they killed Stefano, and that Rafe helped cover it up.
Oh yeah, and that they, and
so
not only that, and that they framed Andre for it, and that they framed
oh,
Andre,
right.
which is another crime in itself.
Oh my goodness.
So and then he's in the square and he goes over to Hope. He sends behind her and he goes, "I know. I know you killed Stefano." And like, and she's all like, but she hasn't told Rafe yet that Aiden said that to her. She's just like all freaking out.
So what do you think Aiden's going to want from her?
I don't, to go away with him to, you know, Oregon or where it's Portland or Oregon where Chase is now. Because he was telling Chase that he's going to get, he has a plan to get Hope, you know, to go away with him.
Oh,
so he
that's
could
right.
frame,
okay.
You know what I mean, say,
yeah.
it won't turn, you have to go with me or I'm going to, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Rafe would be like, what's going on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So.
And she could protect him and not tell, you know, like, so
yeah.
that he doesn't get in trouble or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So.
Hmm.
I don't know what else is
going on.
Yeah. Yeah, so then we have whole Hope. I'm not Steve and John trying to look for, you know, they're kind of back in their old, you know, hero days, you know, going after the bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but then Claire got away. Oh, and I have to mention this too. Claire, they finally she kind of broke loose and she got away. And they were running out the door, but she got out. Xander grabbed Joey, so Joey's still being held.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and she runs back, and finally she runs in to the police station where Hope's there, and she runs and she hugs her and she says, "Oh," she called her Gran. First time I've heard Claire call Hope Gran. Oh, Gran, I was so scared. And she called her Gran twice. So that's the first time I heard her say that, because there was other ones that like Hope would say, and that she was really Hope is Claire is, you know, her family or whatever. Instead of saying like, yeah, I'm her grandmother, she just didn't say it. She just said, yeah, Claire's my family and whatever. It's like, Claire's your granddaughter, Hope, say that, you know. But then in this scene, she did call. That's the first time that I've heard her call her or refer to her as like grandmother. But she calls her Gran because that's what, remember, that's what they called Mrs. H., Gran. That's what Hope would always call her, so. I thought that was, yeah. So they finally referred to Hope as a grandmother. So. Yeah.
That is interesting. I don't.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of her as being her grandma.
What? Well, no, you don't, because they never really kind of refer to it as. You kind of lose track of how Claire is related to everybody. You know, it's almost like her daughter, because she is the same age as
yeah.
Hope's daughter. Yeah.
And I would imagine Christian Alfonso probably isn't too thrilled with the idea of being
I don't
called
think
a grandma
she's all being called her grandma, although she is well old enough to be a grandma, really.
That's true, but we don't
even
have to think of her
in
that
real
way,
life. Yeah.
Oh, I don't ever really like to think of my contemporaries as being old enough to be grandparents.
Well, people do happen to be grandparents when they're 40 sometimes.
I know.
Or earlier. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Considering the
and she's way past that.
You know, they sore asked Claire about 10, 12 years or so, didn't
yeah.
they? So.
Oh, I'm
that's
I'm
hard
sure
when
they did.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard when they sore ask your grandkids.
Well,
like,
they did Sierra. Sierra
oh,
should
I
just
know.
Be a little girl too.
Oh, yeah.
They both should be.
They did all of them.
Little girl.
Yeah.
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 Which was a big mistake, I think.
But anyway, well, another shout out to Amy and Bob. Amy just tweeted us and said, "Hey, no show tonight," and I made sure that she knew that we gave her and Bob Twitter pimps at the beginning of the show. So I tweeted her and let her know. No. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they want to call and say hi.
They want to call in and say hi.
Yeah.
So anyway. Anything else?
What I'm trying to think. I'm trying to look at my notes, which I jotted down really fast.
What's really hilarious to me, and I love it because I like that this is being drawn out. Don't get me wrong. I like having these, you know, convicts on the loose. I love it. And oh my gosh, even being as horrible as he is as the character.
being to everybody. I just love James Reed. He's so good. He's just so good. I love it. I love seeing him again.
Good,
I love seeing him in this
role.
And it is kind of funny how the three of them, they're like, you know, okay, you know, you stood around there for so long talking that I didn't even get to shoot. I mean, at least you got to kill one of yours, because they thought Patch was dead at that point. He says, but I didn't even get to kill one of mine yet because you were sitting there talking so much. And then John runs in. So they're kind of funny, and they keep telling Xander. They keep kind of diminishing Xander, like, Xander, go check on Joey.
he's like the big goof guy, you know, the running guy, the go-to guy, the gopher guy.
Yeah. So it is.
And he's getting treated he's getting treated by them just like he did by, like, the Curiosuses, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess he has. No wonder he has resentments and stuff.
I love that they've been good sports.
Yeah, Jen in the chat room. Back to the whole baby thing. She says, "Oh God, what if it's Austin's?
Oh,
because Austin's coming back. I don't know if they, I guess
they
knew.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Austin
right.
And Carrie will be coming back for a little
bit.
I don't know.
He or she would still be related to Kate.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Wow, that is interesting, Jen. Good catch. Because you're right. Because Carrie and Austin are coming back for a little bit."
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the Austin Peck So, very interesting.
Because the last time Austin was back, it was the Patrick Muldoon Austin, the last time that Austin was on.
Yeah.
So they've kind of been going back and forth on the different Austins.
That's a good, I hadn't thought of him. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder, why are they coming back for a short period of time? They could be coming back to welcome his child into the world.
I'm curious with Greg Vaughn coming back too, so it'll be interesting. I'd like to see him and Nicole. Maybe him and Nicole will get back together. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
All the possibilities.
So we have a caller. So you want to take a caller before
Sure.
Go? I think because I'm trying to think. We covered mostly everything.
We did. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, I think I apologize to the actor that plays Theo if I butcher his last name.
Okay.
But I think the name is Peets. I think Peets. Pez.
And the first name was Kyle, did you say?
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
And I apologize if I butchered your name if you're listening.
What's better?
So,
we don't even know it, so yeah. I'll have to look it up. I'll have to look them all up.
It's hard to pronounce Sierra's last name sometimes because I kept on pronouncing it wrong and I kept on saying Joanna instead because it sounds closely. So I didn't know if she had I've been known to do that before. But speaking of Sierra and Theo, I think they should get back together. I mean, I understand everything that's going on right now with the situation right now with Chad. I mean, he doesn't need three women at one time. And then secondly, Claire is starting to act more like Belle. And we're talking about when Kirsten Storms with Belle. I went to the point.
Excuse me one minute. I'm bringing Carrie on. Hi, Carrie. You're on.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey there.
Okay.
But I do agree. I think this is past me for some reason. Claire is acting like kind of bratty Belle. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, Claire has been very bratty. Oh, yeah.
But earlier in the week when I was watching General Hospital, I thought to myself, if they ever decide to recast Claire, maybe they should bring back Kirsten Storms to play her. I don't think Kirsten wants to leave General Hospital anytime soon to do something like that. Mm. And I don't know who would be a good actress to replace her as Maxie at this point.
She's a little too
old. That's
funny. Unless they're going to give her and Nathan a good send-off or anything like that, I don't see Kirsten returning back to the days if they decide to recast the role of Claire anytime soon, which I doubt they're going to do that because they got a good talented actress right there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't even know if Kirsten can sing. Plus, I don't even know if Kirsten can sing other than what she had done during the holiday shows on days mm-hmm. back in the day. I don't know if she can actually sing other than Nurses Balls for GH or holiday shows for days back in the day. So that's another. So that's something interesting that I kind of thought about. But it's just been kind of like busy, and I kind of been focusing mainly on just what's going on with everything else because I have yet to see Friday's show, and I'm sort of thinking that Days was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Karen, did you get to see the whole? Did you see the week at all?
Yeah, I saw everything.
A week?
Oh,
you did? So what? What did you think of? Do you like how they're going? How they're using like everyone in Salem? Because Anna and I were talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're using.
I don't
like
how Andre's. Why Andre's not being used? I think that's weird.
Exactly. We brought that up too. Like, where is he? Like, he should be there as part of all this.
And if I can interrupt you, ladies, for a while, I kind of thought the same way with the way they were using, the way that Gabby was being unused from the middle of May to like the start of the Olympic break, and now she's in rotation. And I kind of just thought the same thing was going with Sierra. Because there hasn't been a good storyline since the Olympic break, and now they're just kind of like bringing her back into the fold, maybe to perhaps maybe renew her relationship with Theo, or maybe be involved in a love triangle with Claire over Theo.
Yeah. So, well, I think Gabby, they're trying to go with Chad. I think she's going to get close to Chad, and then Abby's going to come back.
Right.
But I do know, like we were talking about Andre, he's going to be. Meeting Clyde soon, so they do run in. You know, so he does run into Clyde, so he will be coming up, but he should be in it more than what he's been.
Right,
definitely.
And I know, I know that Jen Lilly for the last 2 weeks haven't been that much airtime with her since the wedding, the almost wedding, I should say, and I know that her time is coming up running out soon, but I do have. I'm glad that she decided to play this role as mom in real life because I was very happy for her.
Oh, I did see that. She has a foster child, right?
Right.
She's picking
right.
a foster child, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also got in from her fan club a nice happy fall letter, and I'm just trying to see somehow how I could get in contact with her, because if I contact her through the Days address, I'm afraid I might get returned to sender or no longer with the show on my envelope unopened. So I don't want to take a chance of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just glad I brought that up. Guys know anything about when Marcy Miller is going to actually take over the role of Abigail? Because I've heard conflicting reports saying it's going to be in November, and others say that it might be the beginning of next year, or others
might be saying
in a couple
weeks. I think it's
going to
be before next year, but I'm not sure. I haven't really heard, but I would think maybe November, for November sweeps maybe.
I would think so, because I think if you want to make the sweeps more interesting, I think you should hold this this Chloe Who's the Daddy thing until November and just have it all unfold.
Yeah. Carrie, who do you think the dad is? I was asking Carrie, do you know who does either one of you think? Because we were talking about that earlier.
I think it's Deimos. I think Kate did switch the tests and just didn't tell anybody. That's my guess.
You don't have Sammy Bray in Salem anymore
to
do
drive
that.
Chloe crazy. That's a good idea. Just drive Chloe crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And just throw suspicion
on
Phyllis.
Oh, that was smart.
And having And
yeah, because Chloe looked totally surprised and totally shocked, I think.
Well, but the way Chloe
asked, like, how could this be?
She said she couldn't tell him, though, who it was.
Well, I'm going to tell you honestly, I thought
I
walked into a Maury episode when I started seeing that happen.
I have to go back.
I thought I walked into the Maury episode, or was hoping Maury Povich was going to come from out the door. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can see somebody out now
yeah,
on
maybe
YouTube
they could
putting
go
in
on
a Maury
there.
Clip
yeah.
and that episode and slicing it together. I can see somebody on YouTube doing that. Mm-hmm. I can just see it now. But, hope that this will go through November because I'm just very excited about what's coming up. I hope that I know with these guys still out, who knows what might happen to, because I'll be sure as heck don't want to see Teresa get killed because generally it's always welcome to come back to Days. I don't see her actually replacing Kirsten permanently as Maxie. Should Kirsten actually come back to Days as Claire anytime soon? So, because I think she had moved on to some primetime work because she got Grey's Anatomy coming up and a Lifetime movie coming up. So, and also her role as being foster mom for now. So I don't see anything like that coming up with Jennifer and return back to daytime or be on another soap or anything like that.
Hey, I had a quick question. Carrie wasn't on when we were talking about Greg Vaughn. Carrie, I know you saw the news of that. I gave my suggestions as far as what I was hoping with him. What would you hope to see with, either in general or specifically, what would you like to see with Greg Vaughn?
Oh, I want him to see him chase after Nicole, get her away from Deimos, and...
Yeah.
Preferably shortless. So there you go.
That's what I, the,
shirtless.
You know, that
see,
first,
Anna,
the shirtless
exactly
part, we're on the same page. I hadn't thought about him getting away,
no,
her away from Deimos, but
right.
Yeah.
We're being hoochies, Bobby. Sorry.
But you know what? You can let a guy in on this because I think I prefer Nicole with Eric over Deimos, and
hell
as
yeah.
crazy as it sounds, maybe. Maybe Dave will try to pair Deimos up with Jen, perhaps. As crazy as it sounds.
With who?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Oh,
Jennifer.
I don't think so.
And Deimos.
Yeah, I don't see that. But yeah.
That's,
I don't know. But
as crazy
anyway,
as it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
That does sound pretty crazy.
But that's it. I'm going to just probably get a chance to watch Days from Yesterday and GH tomorrow on DVD if I get a chance. And I'm not too sure how the situation with that hurricane coming is going to affect programming.
Come up through North Carolina. Because
I know that down in Miami, they might, down in the Miami, South Florida area, and probably in that region, they might start having to do continuous coverage starting on Monday or Tuesday, depending on when it makes it over Cuba and stuff, because I know there's a lot of people who vacation in the Bahamas, and they can get the Miami stations from the Bahamas also. So that's another thing, too.
Well, thanks for calling, though. Appreciate
right.
it.
Right. And hopefully if we don't have that much damage from the storm by this time next week, or I'm not worry sick about the storm, I'll get a chance to talk to you because I know that a lot of people want to keep the phones free during situations like this. So hopefully, I won't end up where there'd be emergency calls only or anything like that, or have to be called by candlelight. But
we'll be safe and keep your phones charged. Keep your phones charged. Thank you for calling, Bobby.
Have a good night.
All right, good night. Thank you.
Bye.
So, Carrie, I guess you're with me with no returning to the priesthood for Eric.
Yeah, and
I don't think that will happen.
He needs to not be a judgmental douche when he comes back, too. Because that pissed me off the last
judgmental
time around.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was
uh-huh.
a douche. I mean, he was so mean to Nicole. Oh, forgive Kristen for drugging me and raping me and causing me to lose my job. I can't forgive Nicole. I mean, what the hell?
Right.
That made me mad. So.
So, let's see. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think what else. Is there any other points that you can think
Carrie,
of, Carrie? I don't know.
I think before you came on, Carrie, we were talking about Muldoon's name came up, but we were talking about how Jen in the chat room was saying that she wonders if, because I was saying, what if it was Lucas that had a little weekend something with Chloe on the side, and then Jen came up with the idea of Austin, so it's going to be Austin, Tech this time. But it's going to be Austin Tech this time.
I like
the thing
is,
from what we read, that would be Christy Clark and Austin Peck only shot for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so they're, they're
just
not
enough
that
to come in
enough.
And welcome their baby into the world. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I hadn't thought of Austin, but that's, you know. But there's got to be something. If Chloe's really keeping it from not being able to tell Philip, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah,
it's driving me.
But
nuts,
I like Carrie's
I
idea though about Kate
well,
just come in
been.
And said, "Oh,
Kate
I didn't do it," because that's a way to get Philip pissed off at Chloe.
What I'm waiting for is for Chloe to go confront Kate. Then, if that's the case, that will be hilarious.
Oh yeah, that would be yes.
And Kate's gonna have to like really punch her out.
Yeah.
Well, because
but
that
is something that, you could see
we know
Kate
that
doing.
Nadia. Yeah. Yeah, that was good, Carrie. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
that's,
I could
see
that was just
I
a guess.
Kate
yeah.
doing that. Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, so the thing of it is, so,
yeah,
okay,
I haven't
so
heard.
Nadia's but... going on. This is about the time. I think she's only going to be on screen a couple more weeks, maybe before she goes on maternity for a little bit. So, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be a reason why she disappears for a little bit. So, anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, so to speak. But yes,
yeah.
Shirtless Eric Brady, I am all for that.
Well, everybody was assuming he was back on Days because he tweeted a picture of himself beardless. Yeah, and the thing is, too, I mean, he can't do Days and that Oprah show at the same time because it doesn't seem like that show films for very long. So, I mean, you know, he could do both shows. But I thought they were renewed for a second season already. But I mean, I didn't get a chance to see that show yet. But so he could do both shows. I don't see why not. Yeah, but they better not waste too much effort. That would suck so bad.
I'm trying to think what else we haven't talked about.
Carrie, did you have anything else?
We might not have said.
I was hoping Joey Johnson got killed off.
Not yet.
If they kill off Abe, and then leave Joey Johnson alive.
Yeah.
I would be so effing pissed. It wouldn't be funny. But I love Abe.
I saw those scenes. Did you see the scenes with, we talked about them a little bit earlier, but with Theo and Abe earlier in the week. Wasn't that sweet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
Theo and Abe?
My thing is, don't they normally take hostages that we want to be returned? I mean, we shouldn't, as the audience, be rooting for them to off them, right?
Yeah, even Claire, I wouldn't.
I don't like Joey.
I was rooting. Everybody was bashing Joey, and I was trying to be pro Joey. But I have to say,
the acting was bad.
Yeah, I just keep thinking.
Yeah, he's not one of the.
Yeah, I just keep thinking. Gee, it wouldn't be so bad if somebody accidentally did, you know. Off him in the meantime. Here's my thing, and I feel bad because it's like, I will say this, I did like the scenes, what, a week or two ago when the kids were all at the table at the pub or wherever, or maybe it was TDB, I can't remember, but they were all like, he was trying to study and they were talking about college classes and blah, blah, blah. And then Abe comes in and ruins it. It might have been TBD because Abe comes in and ruins it by saying that they have to go home because there's
dangerous people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually liked those scenes with the kids. I actually liked them because they were all connected to people we care about and families. They were all legacy characters, you know, legacy family characters. So I kind of liked that, actually. But
you know what they do to legacy
with
characters,
Joey,
though.
But, you know, and I kind of liked it. But I kept thinking, Joey cannot possibly be genetically be Stephen Kayla's kid. It's just poor guy. He's just got that permanent deer caught in the headlights look. And I don't know. I'd like to think those two could produce something a little bit. I mean, Stephanie aside, a little
smarter.
Bit more. Yeah, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Well, Stephanie,
although I've got to give it to him. They keep getting our hopes up by almost killing him, and then he somehow manages to survive. So maybe he's not as dumb as he looks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Anyway.
Like, yeah.
Well, when Steve tells Kayla, oh, don't worry, Joey's smart and he's tough and he'll get us, I'm like, what makes you, what yet? And guess what? John gave Marlena the same speech about Claire. It's like she's a,
yeah, she's not smart.
I mean,
she's
they,
just a spoiled little
exactly,
teenager.
They gave exactly the same speech to each.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I mean, it's literally word for word. I mean, they could have done it as a joke. They both said the same thing. Oh, Joey takes after his mom. He's just like you. He'll be fine. And then John says the same thing about Claire, about Marlena. Oh, she's tough like her grandma. But it's like, oh my God. And I'm glad they acknowledged that Claire's other grandmother is Hope. The other day when she escaped,
she said Gran. Yeah,
yes.
Did you hear her say Gran? Yeah, and that was the first time that I've heard.
That was the first time, since she's been on the show that she called Hope her grandmother. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this show is weird. For some reason, I mean, it pissed me off, too, that Teresa basically is no longer a Brady because she's with Brady. And then Brady's not a Black anymore because he's a Kiriakis. And I just don't understand this whole thing that, you know, well, I mean, no Brady showed up to Teresa's wedding. Not even Caroline. That was her biggest cheerleader. She didn't show up. Nobody showed up.
We haven't
Roman,
seen her for a while.
Kayla, nobody showed up. I mean, I don't
understand
that.
Yeah, there wasn't
any
Brady. Yeah.
No, nobody. I mean, Jesus, they wouldn't even bring Anne on there. Anne wasn't there. The only person there was Eve.
Oh, yeah, and you would have thought Anne was going to be there because Anne was one was kind of helping her get ready for it.
No, but Anne, no Kim and Shane. I mean, it was just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, my point was that that's the first time we saw Claire and act like a granddaughter of Hope. So,
right.
But, yeah.
I said, did I hear that right? She said Gran.
She said Gran, She called her by the same name that Hope calls her grandmother, so
Yes, Gran. Yeah, she always called Mrs. H. Gran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought it was interesting, too, though. Claire does refer to Julie as her grandmother, and even though she's also her aunt. And she's actually
she's also
only
her
a step-grandmother.
Aunt.
Yeah, but she's
and
actually
she's
a step-grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny.
Yeah, sometimes you lose track of how they're all related. Sometimes
Holy
I have to stop
shit,
and think, okay,
yeah.
okay, they're cousins, or how are they related? But
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't expect to see that much of an age difference between siblings like you do with Hope and Julie. I mean, I actually didn't know they were sisters until like a few years ago.
I still think they're stepmother and daughter, or stepdaughter a lot of the time. I forget that they're...
Yeah, they're sisters. They're half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Half-sisters.
Yeah, half-sisters.
Half-sisters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And stepmother, I guess, too, you could say. Yeah.
Strange.
Only in
Salem.
So
I'm guessing, because I had heard that the convicts come in and get rid of some characters and stuff. So I'm guessing that, okay, since we know Aiden's endgame is to take Hope to Portland or whatever, don't you think Aiden's going to be one of the ones they get to or get rid of, or I don't know.
You would think.
I like him being on.
Because he is going to be gone.
Being on, so.
Yeah.
And then, but then they said, I thought I heard that Teresa doesn't actually get killed.
Yeah, she does.
I heard she does not die. She doesn't die, is what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she leaves or why she leaves or does she take the baby with her? Or I don't know. I haven't heard anything more about that.
So I don't know. I'm just trying to think. We know as much as many times as Joey has survived, we know that he must survive this whole thing. So I'm trying to think, who all are they going to get rid of? Surely not Abe. I sure hope they don't get rid of Abe.
So far that looks, he's in the bad shape right now.
The thing is that they're bringing Valerie Grant. She's supposed to be on soon. I'm assuming she was going to be his doctor.
Valerie Grant.
Yeah, so why would you kill Abe for if you're bringing Valerie back? That just seemed kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, I did get to interview James Reynolds a few years ago, and it was lovely, and I hope they don't do that. So
he's such a good guy.
He's been on there for like forever, so.
Early 80s, he's been on there a long time.
And I watched him on both his parents.
Yeah, I watched him when he was on Generations too. He was kind of
I think I watched it. It didn't last very long, but I think I remember being excited when it first came out.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it, but it seems like I remember watching it a little bit. But I have to say, Carrie, is your impression? I mean, you've watched the last couple weeks pretty solidly and everything. I'm still not getting quite all of them in, but I want to see them. Before I was kind of there for a while, I was kind of like, I can't even. They're like piling up in my DVR
what's
right
happen.
And left. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm kind of like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know what was awesome though is when Abe screamed out Hope and Ray for not catching the criminals. That was awesome. It's like it's about freaking time. He flipped out and he apologized, but I thought it was funny. We're doing everything we can. It's like, really, you've been at the cop shop this entire time and haven't really left. They haven't left.
Yeah. They were dumb enough to get over, get themselves overheard talking about murdering Stefano when
tape.
Aiden was there and left and left on tape.
God. And Roman in there too. And weren't they all in the DA's office? I'm like, good grief, you guys.
What's funny too is why was Steve Johnson, for no random reason, wearing a Kevlar vest, but the mayor doing a speech in public isn't wearing a vest?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
Right?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I don't understand. Huh. How did Steve survive a shooting when he had no reason to wear a vest, but Abe should have had one?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that was weird.
Things that make
always
you say, Yeah. So, anyway.
All right.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad.
It covered everything. I can't think of anything
think so.
Else.
All right.
I don't know what's coming up next week. Did anybody see any spoilers? I don't know if I saw anything. It's coming up.
I don't remember if I did.
No.
So tune in next week, right?
I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Great day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.